Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ron, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mikey. David, how are you boys doing this morning?
Doing okay.
We had a really fun night of watching sports too long, and and so we're a little delirious, but we're very excited. And I got to tell you, we've all been down the road with hamstring injuries, and we'll find out what grade it is, and that will tell you the length that you're going to miss. But Justin Steele, that was the story of the game. As much as it's a 10-inning game, and the game for to lose your opening day starter on a play like that, and the way he was grabbing at his leg, I just don't know how that's not the takeaway of the game.
Couldn't agree more. It was one of those things where he was rolling along in the game. He had six strikeouts, and when he came out, 4 2/3, he was dominant, just like you were hoping he could pick up where he left off last year. Had a good spring. Everything was rolling along well, other than him getting hit in the leg with the one hopper, a week ago, and a fluke play, right? So really a bummer, and no doubt. I saw him last night, coming off the team bus yesterday, got a chance to talk to him just for a minute. And I asked him, I go, Hammy? He just put his head down, yep. And, he had a machine with him to get some treatment last night, even, post-game. And I felt bad for him because he's, worked hard. And it's just a bummer. It's a bummer for the Cubs. And you're right, Mike. It was the whole story of the game.
Coom, you don't want to overreact. You don't want to be over dramatic, but how do the Cubs avoid letting this injury to Justin Steele change the shape of their season and not let one injury derail everything that they thought they could accomplish?
Well, it comes down to leadership. So you're going to lose him. So you got his start, right? So he starts the game, and he gives you five innings, so he kept you in the game. You're going to lose him for probably the next, who knows, 3 or 4 weeks, maybe, right? Something like that. So you're going to miss 3 or 4 starts, I would assume. I mean, that's just if it's a normal hamstring and blah, blah, blah. I'm no doctor, but, we've all heard and seen these, as Mike was saying. That's where leadership comes in, though, David. That's where Craig Counsell has to step in. That's where, the rest of the coaching staff has to be better. You've got to be better with how you treat guys and keep them mentally charged and focused on their job and not look at what we're missing. It's what we need to do today, what we need to do tomorrow to win a ball game right now. And easy to say, not always easy to do though.
It's fascinating to kind of look at the game itself, and it was really interesting the whole thing set up your interview with Craig Counsell before the game, where he tells you why they decided that Christopher Morel would DH and why Nick Madrigal is playing third base. And our program manager, Ryan Porth, said to us today, he's like, that's as good an explanation before a game as I've ever heard from a manager. He just, it was a very detailed, you know, no problem sharing the thought process in terms of why that decision was made. And, you know, I did think to myself in the game, I think it was Madrigal that had the ball that bounced and went out. It was an unfortunate double, if that makes any kind of sense.
Correct. Yep.
Because they would have had at least a run there with Michael Bush having to go back to third on that.
Yeah, there's enough. So think about Craig, and I've known Craig a long time. Being an infielder, there's going to be certain things that when you're a position player every day, that he's going to be able to explain that, you know, that guys that haven't been a position player, as far as an infielder, outfielder type thing, won't be able to explain. And that's any manager, right? That's his strength. And that's where, you know, and he understands what happens because he was that guy. He was that guy that would play third base when you had that lefty throwing the cutters down and in and getting the ground ball. He was the guy, like for Arizona or for the Marlins, that they'd put over there. So he understands that, you know, and I do too. I understand the reason. I felt bad for Christopher that he's worked so hard and you don't get to start at your position opening day. But you know what? This just tells you that Craig Counsell is about one thing and one thing only, and that's winning. He thought the best nine was to put Christopher at DH yesterday and have maybe a little bit of an upgrade at the defensive spot at third base. And, you know, you got your ace on the mound who's going to get a lot of ground balls hooked to the third base spot. So he's about winning, and that's, you know, so you're going to have to adjust to that, some guys. And sometimes, you know, it's not always the easiest thing to, it's not the most palatable if it's happening to you, but he's about winning. That's it.
You know, the Cubs are relevant when you're second guessing or questioning every move. And Craig Counsell's coming to Chicago as the highest paid manager in baseball. So Coombe, I want to know what went through your mind when he replaced Julian Merriweather with El Monte instead of going to Mark Leiter Jr. It didn't turn out to be the right move. It's always easy to second guess when it isn't the right move. But what was the thought process there, and what did you think at the time?
Well, I didn't think right at the time. You know, you it's the first game of the season, so, you know, you let it play out, and everybody's got a pitch. And you go, okay, so there's got to be a reason he feels comfortable going with El Monte, and he wants to see him in a leverage situation in a tight ball game, and let's just go with it. It didn't work out. To me, I think the bullpen is the toughest, and Counts even talked about this in his meeting with the media, with the broadcasters, the ESPN guys and us yesterday. You know, the bullpen can make a manager look tremendous, and it can be the biggest thorn in your side if things don't work out, because that's where you're going to get second guessed the most. I didn't work out yesterday. I don't know how else to say it. The roles haven't been totally established yet. The whole blah, blah, blah. So maybe tomorrow.
Baseball.
Yeah, it happens. It's baseball. It's one of those things. There were some pitches that weren't called. There were some balls that were hit. I have a hard time second guessing the manager on some of the bullpen things, especially this early when, you know, as we know, roles haven't been totally defined yet. So, you know, it's a baseball play, David. You're exactly right.
You know, having said that, I was second guessing as I watched it with Drew Smyly. I'm just saying, he got the left hander out. He pitched the right number. I mean, he faced the number of bats. I thought maybe you take him out there at the end of the game. But, I mean, again, you're absolutely right. I'm just second-guessing out of habit.
And then that's okay. That's part of the job, right, Mike? I mean, that's okay. That's what we have to do. But that's you're right. It could have been the case, and it could have changed the ballgame. I personally think for Smiley, with him coming out of the pen, I said this during spring training, he may end up get forced into the rotation. Now, that may happen. Yeah. But I look at him, and I go, he has found a niche to me where that knuckle curveball, if he can command it coming out of the pen, which we saw yesterday isn't the easiest thing to do because he was bouncing a bunch of them. But that pitch for a right-handed hitter comes out, and the way he throws it, you have a real hard time picking that pitch up. So one time through the lineup for Smiley, I think is going to be something that teams are going to have a hard time adjusting to him if, big if, he can throw that knuckle curveball for a strike, because it's a tough pitch to lay off of as a right-handed hitter if he can throw it around the plate.
So, Kuma, saw you, nice picture, group photo. You tweeted out you and Zach and Pat. And
you got Mitch, a great crew.
Mitch Rosen.
Yep.
Who?
Be accurate. Mitch tweeted it out.
Okay.
You know I
was going to say, what's with the Packer yellow? But I'll ignore that. That's okay. But
Orange. I was wearing orange.
Is it orange? Okay.
Orange.
I have to adjust
Fighting the line I was playing yesterday.
There you go.
Right, there you go.
Mr. March Madness.
Asked and answered, counselor.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Annual tradition, obviously, but we talk about opening day and the pomp and the circumstance. The Rangers had a ceremony yesterday, and they're having another one on Saturday. From a baseball old school guy perspective, is that a bit much?
You know what? When you win the World Series, if you want to do them every day for the first week, I'm all for it, bro.
Okay.
We had more stuff going on at Wrigley Field for the first month than you could ever imagine. We had that going on. And you know what? I was all for it. I wear that ring proudly, and I'm like, hey, you know what? You win a World Series, you do whatever the heck you
Good
want
answer.
To do.
That's a great answer. We're still talking about it. Who are we kidding?
I know, right? And I look at our teams that have won. You know, it's the Bears. They're still immortal.
85. It's a while ago. Yeah, I'm with you. Have you ever had a hamstring?
I have. Yep.
And
it's
how?
Not good.
I mean, you know, the fear with that would be not just coming back from it, but dealing with it for a while, you know, on the return from that, you don't want to strain it again. You know what I mean? Like, that's the real tricky element, is maintaining your kind of regimen while knowing you can't retain your regimen.
Yeah, you're right. It's going to be one of those things where you get the muscle back and it gets healthy. Okay, so your hamstring gets healthy, but you know, in this time, you're going to lose probably, you know, a week or 2 weeks of throwing, you know, where you can't put much pressure on that hamstring. And that's all dependent on how bad the hamstring was. It's, You know, we've seen some that are really bad. You know, I don't necessarily know if it's tore off the bone or if it's just a pull. Those are things that I'm sure they're going to MRI that thing today and find out exactly what it is. But it didn't look good. I'll say that, unfortunately, you know, and you can see the look on Justin's face when he came off the team bus yesterday. That's all you had to see. And I felt terrible for him because he's really in position to have another great year. So you just wait and see. But it's not good, Mike. That's for sure.
So who's next man up? Hayden Wesneski come up? Drew Smyly move in? Do you trust Ben Brown? Do you accelerate somebody else's progress? What do you think the Cubs will do now without their ace in the rotation?
It'll probably be Wesneski. It would be my guess. He'll come up, whether he goes into the rotation and Smyly or goes to the pen. Ben Brown was an option to me. I watched him pitch the end of spring, and he had a really nice outing. I've not been able to see him pitch a lot, David. So, you know, was that one good and two bad? I don't know. I did see him pitch, though, and he was dominant at the end of spring. Whether they decide to bring him up or if it's Wesneski, it'll be one of the, I would assume, I probably shouldn't do this, but I would assume it'd be one of those three guys. Wesneski, you know, unfortunately didn't make the team, but after one ball game may end up getting the call up and just be right back. So that probably is what's going to happen.
I got to tell you, it's amazing they didn't win after getting that run from Michael Busch in the ninth inning, where the ball, where clearly Mastroboni swings at it and fouled it. And, you know, I mean, it was a very heady play. You guys saw it immediately. There wasn't much, you didn't have a lot of doubt about it. And yet you get that run. That was such a break. And I thought for certain that that was going to be kind of the moment. And I know.
And by break, you mean terrible call.
But I mean, the good, terrible call. Good, yes. Terrible call for, yes. Cubs, right?
Yeah.
More of those, please.
Okay. Can I say a couple things about that
please.
Play yesterday? And I don't want to get too wordy. Okay, one, can we get the damn calls right?
Thank
Do
you.
We have replay? Yes. If you've got somebody in New York sitting there, having a hot dog sitting in New York City in our offices. Can you watch the damn game and go, that was terrible.
Yeah.
Fix that. Okay, we got this sheet. Zach hands me this sheet in the booth saying, you can't review that. Why? Because we can't get the call right? Because you can't see it on the damn TV? It's ridiculous. Fix this stuff. I mean, how many years do we got to go through this where something happens right away and it shows how bad a process we have in baseball? Ridiculous. That's terrible. Another thing. Second thing. The key to that play, if you're a Ranger fan, the manager in the dugout did not blow his stack and get all blown out of proportion and go crazy. He knew you couldn't review it. He let the play on. He's got a young, really good, but young catcher who was pretty wigged out about it. They came in. He came into the dugout. He gave him a fist pump. The kid sat down. And it went away. Let's keep playing on. Talk about leadership. That was leadership to me in the Ranger dugout, that folks didn't go ballistic, that we just play on. We're the best team in baseball. We're the world champs. Let's just come back and keep playing the game. And they did. I thought it was great. And then on the flip side of that, on the Cubs side, how about having a young kid on the bases and rolling the
awesome.
Dice and
yeah.
playing the game
smart.
And going from second to home and going, you know what? That's a gutsy play by a young kid, just first game for the Cubs. And he just rolls the dice, man. And I was like, good for you. That's a hell of a play. And I was pumped about that. So there was a lot of things going on. A couple good if you're a baseball fan and just the way you watch. Leadership and then showing our league again that we just can't figure it out.
And why can't you review something that egregiously bad?
It was weird.
Because we don't have baseball people up there figuring this stuff out. I'm just telling you right now, that's just terrible.
Too many
terrible
hot dogs.
League.
Too many guys eating hot dogs.
Right? can we put that, you know what I mean? Damn nation.
But I mean, the problem is, presumably they're having mustard. There could be drippage and leakage.
Too many big plans any day off?
I have some friends that were here at the game yesterday from Lockport, some of Tommy Thayer's old football buddies that are friends of mine that we're all buddies. So we're going to go have dinner tonight. I may go hit a few golf balls. We're at Las Colinas, and this is one of the premier places to play golf. So I may be whacking that little white ball around this afternoon a little bit.
Nice.
Great stuff, Ron. Thank you, buddy. What a joy.
Thanks, Coom.
All righty.
Great to talk to you guys. Yep.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.